Yes, and I'll be back with more news with the news bulletin on the half hour.
The Radio Havana Tribune's news desk.
Here in Havana, I'm Edward.
For a look at some of the making news here in Cuba, I am Joel Hernandez. Cuban President Fidel Castro stated Tuesday that his condition is stable and he is in good spirits. This despite the fact that it will be many days before a verdict can be given on the evolution of his health. In a message transmitted Tuesday evening during the Cuban television and radio current affairs program, the Roundtable, the leader of the Cuban Revolution said, "I cannot invent good news because it wouldn't be ethical, and if the news were bad, it will only benefit the enemy. In this specific situation of Cuba, even the plans of the empire, my state of health becomes a state secret that cannot be constantly divulged," said Fidel Castro in a message read by program moderator Randy Alonso. "I can say that it is a stable situation, but time is needed before there can be a real evolution of a state of health. I regret having caused so much concern and bother to friends around the world," added Fidel Castro, referring to the thousands of messages of support and best wishes for his full recovery. This was the Cuban president's first message since Monday, when he announced the acute intestinal crisis that obliged him to undergo a surgical operation and delegate his responsibilities in the Communist Party and Cuban government. The Cuban leader turns 80. The Cuban Five, anti-terrorist fighters incarcerated in the United States since 1998, sent Fidel Castro and the Cuban people the message Tuesday, wishing the Cuban leader a speedy recovery and calling upon the nation to remain united. From the maximum security prison of Victorville in California, Gerardo Hernandez, who is serving criminal sentences plus 15 years, wrote the message on behalf of the other Cuban political prisoners, Antonio Guerrero, René González, Ramón Labañino, and Fernando González. "You in Cuba and we in the empire's prisons will continue forward alongside Fidel with even greater determination," said the note. The message adds, "We, the Cuban Five, are more united than ever with Cuba and with you, dear commander." The Cuban Five were arrested by the FBI in September of 1998 after infiltrating right-wing Cuban American terrorist organizations based in Miami in an effort to prevent attacks against the island. In 2005, the three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta unanimously ruled that the 2001 trial in Miami was blatantly biased against the defendant. The ruling overturned the previous convictions and ordered a new trial. However, the five remain unjustly imprisoned as there are no grounds to keep them in that condition. Leaders and personalities from all over the world have continued sending messages of solidarity and wishing Cuban President Fidel Castro a speedy recovery. Among those who have written are Inácio Lula da Silva from Brazil and Abdelaziz Bouteflika of Algeria. Others who have expressed their solidarity with Fidel Castro are Daniel Ortega, the General Secretary of the Sandinista Front of National Liberation from Nicaragua, and Miguel Ángel Moratinos, Foreign Minister of the Spanish Government. Other messages have been received from the Farabundo Martí Front for the National Liberation of El Salvador, the Argentinian government, the Mothers of Plaza de Mayo, also in this South American country, the Cuban-Chilean Fraternity of Valparaíso in Chile, and the Friends of Cuba Solidarity Movement in Rosario, Argentina. Other world personalities who have written to express their solidarity with the Cuban leader and people include Thiago de Melo and Fernando Moraes of Brazil, Jaime Mejía Duque of Colombia, and Reverend Geoffrey Bottoms, member of the Campaign in Solidarity with Cuba in England. The president of the Namibia-Cuba Friendship Association, Andimba Torbo Yatorbo, also wished President Fidel Castro a speedy recovery on Tuesday from the eastern Cuban city of Guantanamo. The Namibian leader said that Fidel is much needed in Cuba and the world, and stressed that he is sure that the leader of the revolution will recover quickly and soon assume his functions as head of the Cuban Communist Party and state. Torbo Yatorbo toured the eastern province of Guantanamo for 3 days and, according to his words, was able to see the unity of the Cuban people during meetings with grassroots organizations, the Association of Combatants of the Revolution, cultural figures, and residents from Guantanamo. And finally, U.S. immigration officials detained a group of nearly 50 Puerto Ricans after returning from a trip to Cuba. Isabel Berrios, a 23-year-old law student, said the Puerto Ricans are members of the Juan Rios Rivera Brigade, which comes to Cuba each summer to do volunteer work and show their solidarity with Cuba. Berrios told reporters that at 9:15 a.m. on Monday, federal agents detained the group for 5 hours as they arrived on a ferry via the Dominican Republic. When we got off the ferry, they told those of us who had been in Cuba to make a separate line, which we ignored, but as we went through customs, some of us were asked directly. Those that said yes were taken into a room, said Berrios. The immigration officials said that U.S. citizens are not allowed to visit Cuba, and those who do so are violating the law, said the student, who added that the customs agents would search their passport and immigration form. And that was a look at some of the stories making news here in Cuba for this Wednesday, August 2nd. In Havana, I am Duval Hernandez.
You're tuned to Radio Havana, Cuba's English language broadcast with you as host, I'm Thelma Rodriguez. And joining me now is reporter Roberto Bastidas for Latin America Roundup.
Thanks. I am Roberto Bastidas with the latest update on Latin America. Argentina. The government of Argentina has expressed wishes for the prompt recovery of Cuban President Fidel Castro in a message sent by Foreign Minister Jorge Tayana. In a Tuesday evening official report sent by Argentina's Foreign Ministry, International Trade and Religion, the Argentinian government expressed its confidence that President Fidel Castro will recover soon. Former Argentinian president and historical leader of the Radical Civic Union, Party, Raúl Alfonsín, also sent a goodwill message to the Cuban leader. Argentinian parliamentarian, writer, and journalist Miguel Bonasso also sent a message to the Cuban leader. Mexico.